gets the front. Sign-off coming after him with 300 metres to go. Willing Foe starting to run on down the outside, and Protectionist is bursting through. Protectionist raced to Red Canoe, who shot the Barman, and then Sign-off. But Protectionist raced away at the 100 metre mark. It's Germany's Melbourne Cup. Protectionist by 3 lengths to Red Canoe, and Protectionist bolted in the cup by 3. Red Canoe second again. Who shot the Barman third, and then Sign-off. Willing Foe precedent to Reldo.
Ah, what a big win that was for Protectionist, taking out the 2014 Melbourne Cup. And for Andreas Voller, that would have brought a smile to his face. He's in Australia preparing to try and take our greatest race one more time. Good morning, Andreas. Great to speak to you.
Yes, good morning.
Good memories, no doubt, of Protectionist winning the Cup back then. Are they still vivid?
Yeah, always when you... He's a race, watch the replay again. It's, yeah, the emotions come back again.
Gee, you've had to do a lot to get out here for this year's Melbourne Cup to watch your horse Ash run during this COVID period, and I know you're quarantining as we speak, so you must be pretty confident that you've got the right horse to bring out here to go through all of the rigmarole that you've had to go through.
Yeah, I mean, he's an improving horse, and he travelled really well and settled in great. So, and the boys who look after him are really confident. So, yeah, hopefully he runs well today and improve on that for a fortnight later.
Can you describe him for the Australian listeners who aren't familiar with him, maybe haven't seen him run overseas? What kind of horse is he?
He's a nice, big, attractive colt, long striding, and has a long turn of foot. And he's an improving horse. Now, he hasn't raced a lot, and he was this year just a bit wild to get him going. And but his last race has been really well, and came on from these races.
His last start, he comes through the Pre-Kergolay, which you used with Protectionist on the way to his Melbourne Cup, and Americane came through that same race as well. Ability-wise, is he anything like Protectionist? Has he got that much ability?
No. I mean, Protectionist, he was special. But he's a good horse, and he's nice weighted, and he's a proven horse. And when everything fits right at the day, you never know.
What's his racing style? Is he a horse that tends to get back and relax in his races, or will he be further up towards the front?
Yeah, just depending on the pace. And I believe always up to his jockey that he does tell him how the horse is and how he will be. Maybe written depending on pace, and then he has to make it himself out of the situation.
It's hard to line up his form against the Australian horses he'll compete against today, but can you get any form line on the other internationals that are in the Geelong Cup today and where he might, I suppose, line up?
I mean, I think Skyward he's also a very nice horse. He's won the Group 3 in Dover this year, which Ashwan won last year, same race. And I think that'll be one of the horses to beat today.
Skyward, yeah. Have you locked in a jockey for the Melbourne Cup on Ashwan?
Yes, Jason Collett.
Jason Collett will be riding him. Wow, that's a big moment for Jason Collett, who's been riding so well in Sydney as well. So what are you expecting today, Andreas? He's probably borderline. If he doesn't win the Geelong Cup today, he may well get in through attrition. But if he wins today and gets a penalty, it'll secure his start. So what are you expecting today?
I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, I'd be happy if he runs place to have a good run, but it'll be even better to be on the safe side if he could win. But you'll never be sure. It's hard to say.
Well, Andreas, it's great to have you competing once again. You've been out here for so many of our Melbourne Cup carnivals. It's good to see you back with a live chance once again.
Oh, thank you very much.